News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebach. Good morning. It is the 25th of November, the day before Thanksgiving. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Currently 34 degrees in the downtown studio. So it's just so funny, you know. Yesterday was cold. I mean, yesterday.
I was still
returning some things and doing some Christmas shopping. And I thought, okay, now it's officially chilly out. So, you know, just driving around thinking out. So 34 degrees. Today, our forecast calls for isolated showers, then mostly sunny with our high of 54. Tonight, our lows are going to be 33. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day, sunny with a high of 56, mostly clear tonight. Tomorrow night with temperatures around 33. Don't think you're going to be eating outside, but anyway, Friday, sunny with a high of 56. And we'll tell more of our forecast for Friday and throughout the weekend in just a moment. But the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's our customers are warm friends. Locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
And it's not only that, is it, Bad Bob?
Oh, what day is it?
Oh, you know what? We talk about it.
Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
It is hump day.
Why do I get a kick out of it?
And it is the day before Thanksgiving. And you know what? I don't think anybody will be eating camel tomorrow.
But what?
Imagine all the anybody would be eating camel.
The very thought of it.
Well, no. I mean, it's not. I mean, there's probably places in the world that people would like to have camel for Thanksgiving. But then again, if they're probably eating camel, they're not celebrating Thanksgiving.
Not as a rule.
Not as a rule, right there. Okay.
Gross as hell.
Bad Bob, what are you going to do for Thanksgiving?
Like,
you
know,
okay,
too.
Get this. Wait a minute. Listen to what Bad Bob's going to do for Thanksgiving.
We are hosting now 20 people at our humble home.
Now, that's just happened in the last 3 years, right, where you've had these huge, well, since you bought your home.
Yeah. Yeah. We started out, we got, as Carl remembers, hauled home a combination grill and smoker roughly the size of a small car.
A large cow. Size of a large cow that threw in the back of the truck.
Considerable effort, got it onto the back porch, and for that first year, smoked a turkey. And after that, people said, that's really, really good.
Your house is the place to be at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, apparently so. Yeah, so it's fun.
Well, I know that everybody has tradition, so that's your tradition now. You smoke your turkey, right?
Yeah, 2 16-pounders going in starting tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
2 16-pounders.
Yep, we cut them up. Here's a hint, though: if you want to smoke a turkey effectively, and you have to forego the tradition of the carve because it smokes much better when you cut it up first.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know,
like your turkey last year.
Not only that, but he went next door to one of his neighbors who has just abundance of it, and he's adding this new herbal type of smoking ingredient for the turkeys. He started it last year. And what happens is people eat everything, and including, you know, they eat all the desserts. They eat everything in the house because the herbal smoke additive.
No pesky leftovers.
No pesky leftovers there. People are licking the bowls. Okay. Hey.
Notice I'm not saying a word about that.
You're not saying a word. Okay. This is the big part. You've been watching this thing for a year. What happened on Dancing with the Stars?
Well, I fell asleep at the end. I'm sorry. I couldn't stay up till 11 o'clock when I knew I had to be on the air.
Two contestants left.
Unfortunately, I read about it today.
After the whole year.
I taped it. Well, you watched it up until 10:45, and I said, I can't make it.
You know who made it into the top three, though? Wait a minute, but who made it into the top three?
Okay, so you had...
One of them was that young hero, that young man, that guy from Oregon, who had two tragedies, but the that rescued those people on the train in Paris. He made it into the top three.
I'm trying to pull it up, and I just he would put me on the spot here. I'm just not ready for you to go
that's
into it.
I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it.
After
right
a season
now.
21 victory that
Manhattan. Nope, that's not even it.
My pop-ups keep happening.
Okay.
Anyway, so it's Mindy. Mindy won. And
Bindi.
Bindi Irwin won.
It is a cold morning.
I'm telling you right now.
You know what? You've been talking. You're walking about it. You had it on your iPad. You're sitting there talking about it.
I know.
And these things pop up. You know what she says to me right before we walk in? She says, well, am I going to have anything to say today? I said, honey, I'm going to throw everything to you.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I just did. I said, hey, you know what day it is?
But Derek and, of course, Bindi Irwin, they won. And she was 17 years old. But I'll tell you what, if you watch the show.
Who is Bindi Irwin?
Her father was the crocodile. He wasn't the crocodile hunter, but he's the Australian guy.
He was a crocodile hunter. Remember that? Steve Irwin.
Yeah.
And it was killed in a freak accident while he was scuba diving. Yeah. And a stingray literally pushed its barb into his chest and into his heart, killing
Wildlife expert crocodile hunter Steve Irwin acknowledged how dramatically her life had changed in the few months since she finished a crocodile research trip in Australia and traveled to Hollywood for the dance competition. I never knew I would learn so much about rhinestones and glitter and high heels, she joked before getting serious. The most special part of this experience is to really be able to grow and touch on parts of my life that I never thought I would really go to and be able to share my journey and story with so many others.
Well, she was just the darling of everybody. But I tell you, the guy that I'm really proud of is this guy from – this is what America does. Okay, in the last 3 years
– Alec Skarlatos.
In the last 3 years, they had the one soldier that had been burnt badly in an explosion, but was still, you know, was not going to stop him in an IED attack. He came on and won the first year. Last year, they had a soldier, Noah, who had lost his left arm and his left leg, who made it into, I think, the top four, almost, and he made it in the top four, I think.
Yes, he did.
And it wasn't because he could move and dance as well as everybody else, but by gosh, he had courage, and he was graceful and strong, and I mean, you know what? And I can't remember who he was dancing with, but I can tell you this: what a hero she was. She said, "I had to learn how to had to relearn how to choreograph dances, you know, because he had one arm, one leg, and so." It was just absolutely beautiful. And then this year, this kid comes on.
Okay,
this young man comes on.
His Army National Guard Specialist, Skarlatos, his name's Alex Skarlatos, who became an international hero in August when he and friends Spencer Stone and Anthony Sadler subdued an armed terrorist suspect on a French train. The dancing newcomer enjoyed his experience so much that he is joining, guess this one, he's joining Dancing with the Stars live Dance All Night Tour, which is the 43-city tour. Now, last year, they had Dancing with the Stars here. We were there.
They came right
through
here.
It was a blast, and I got a chance to be downstairs at the, you know, to do the dinner beforehand. And it was just such a great, all ages attended that. So Alec will be, on that tour next year. He was third, and first came Nick Carter. First runner up was Nick Carter.
That's what America does. America loves its heroes. Because I tell you, I don't think he was in the top three dancers. I realize he got better. But you know what? America loves its heroes. It loves those who put their life out there. And so, you know, the fact he got up in the top three was pretty cool. Not that I watched Dancing with the Stars. In fact, I never even heard of Dancing with the Stars until I got married to this young lady. Because you watch it all the time.
Well, you're a champion, so it's nice to be married to a champion. And as we go into our Thanksgiving weekend, again, when we sit down with our friends, with our families, think about somebody who maybe not, you would never expect it. I had this conversation yesterday. Somebody that you would think was just going to be with somebody or be with a family has not been asked. So if you know of neighbor or an elderly person or somebody who's recently widowed, they just haven't reached out, you cannot say in your heart that you could expect them to be alone at Thanksgiving. So open your chair up, open your table up, and bring that person into your home. Think about that today.
Is there somebody out there that when you look at them, you think, are they with somebody today? Are they? Do they have their family? Do they have friends that they can go, that they can be with? And if not, you know, is this the time?
Or maybe they're just too shy, or maybe they're going through a hard time. And, you know, the holidays are a hard time. They're extremely stressful. It can be a very sad time for those who are alone. And so we just wanted to encourage you again with a couple thoughts before we go into the holidays, that just to be mindful of that and think about that. I know personally I've been starting to ask in emails, what are you doing for Thanksgiving? What are you doing for Christmas? And we're going to be joining family. And my family has reached out to other friends to come. And the numbers keep, you know, once you go 10, you might as well go 20. And after 20, you might as well go 30.
You've got a garage out there, Bob. and that smoker will take an elk. So, you know what, just a couple more 20-pound turkeys, you could do it, buddy.
We didn't quite break out the graph paper looking at the living room last night, because we have an open bay. The kitchen and the main living space are all open with it, so there's no wall in the way. So we can. It's going to be a challenge, but I think we'll get it. It'd be like one of those little puzzles where you used to move the numbers around.
You know, like some guys are going to have to eat over and eat in the bathroom, but that's what the sink's for. You just put your food on the sink and just have them sit there. All right. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages. Call on the bot. KCNR 1460. 8 o'clock, our guest is going to be Redding Police Chief Rob Pelletti will join us here. Talk about the upswing in crime. What's that mean? We'll be right back.
Here from KCNR.
And Nathan Parmalee from Redding's own Civic Auditorium.
The Redding Civic is bringing the excitement to its newly updated theater. The 2015-2016 season promises to wow you and include a 15% savings option when you purchase tickets to three or more shows.
So start your holiday season with the exquisite artistry of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Enjoy heartfelt Christmas classics with the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas Show and take in the stunning debut of the Civic's very own production of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
2016 kicks off with the pop culture phenomenon of Flashdance the Musical.
The devilishly funny production of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters.
The wildly theatrical show Blue Man Group. And the fun family experience of Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience.
For tickets and more, visit RedingCivic.com or the Redding Civic box office.
See you at the show.
She was crying when I first met her. Dawn Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Newly engaged, she had just crashed the vehicle they bought together. It had rolled over an embankment and every panel had to be repaired or replaced. A full paint job was also required. Our estimate was well over $20,000.
Now he won't want to marry me, she cried.
When he arrived, he comforted her and was glad she was safe. On the day of delivery, I learned they were moving out of state immediately. I had inspected the vehicle and test driven it myself, but a drive over a couple of states, in the mountains, and long desert stretches made me feel uneasy. I was confident in our repair, but what if the unexpected happened? A few days later he called, and my heart skipped a beat. Hi, Don. Just wanted you to know the car drove perfectly, not even a squeak. It's times like this when I love this business. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, Turkey Day is just around the corner, and winter's here. We are busy filling kerosene tanks, so give us a call and we'll get you taken care of. Kathy says there's a lot of folks who are using the Pay Forward account. If you aren't sure what that is, give us a call and we'll explain it. For all the woodcutters, we are now the Opti two-cycle oil dealer, so come on by and check it out. Johnny and Gary are installing new heaters and helping customers get ready for winter. Sherry and Candace tell me we have two or three used reconditioned heaters, so give them a call. Northern Lights Energy, keeping families warm and tanks full. In Corning, give Robin a call. In Weaverville, talk to Joe. And in Redding, the rest of us. 241-2196. Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
During the holiday season at Wellgate Sports Club, we want to give you the gift of health and fitness. Hi, I'm Rich Novelli, President and COO of Wellgate Sports Club. For a limited time, we are offering no dues until 2016. So call today at 768-1205 for your personal tour. At Wellgate Sports Club, you will experience exceptional every day. At Wellgate Sports Club, we wish all of you a happy and healthy holiday season.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Yeah! Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Linda and Carl Botts. It is 22 minutes after the hour of 7, 34 degrees out there. Weather was brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. I think you forgot to say
No,
that.
I did not.
Did you?
Okay, yes, I did.
I was transferring my,
yes,
my thought process someplace
your
else.
Your brain, you were shifting
Chuck
your brain molecules.
Chuck and Judy Kinney are out there. Their customers are warm friends. Award-winning company at Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. All right, there, Bad Bob.
Weather is showing severe clear right now, so if you're heading out to travel, now's a good time.
Hey, you know,
oh,
this
you know.
Portion of the
yep.
show, yeah, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. You know what? I realize that after you eat 12 pounds of turkey, that you could probably sleep standing up in a corner. But that night, you can, when you want looking for a place to sleep as part of those good three things that you should be doing is, of course, exercise, diet, and sleep. It's Sleep Number. And Sleep Number doesn't get any better. The beds don't get any better than this. Rated number one by Consumer Report, made in America, guaranteed, dual air technology. My Sleep Number setting is 45, sometimes 50. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 40, sometimes up to 45. But now we've got something, you know, with these new temperature balancing pillows that actually you can, I mean, they my first night, and I'll tell the truth. First night I slept on, I went, gee, I'm not sure. But since then, they are my pillow of choice. Now you got to try those out. Absolutely great. What it does is it absorbs the heat from your head and then releases it. So as you stay cool, you know, your pillow stays cool throughout the night. You can't beat that. Right now, if you come into the Sleep Number store, you're going to see all types of innovative gifts for Christmas for better sleep. And you can probably go down there and onto the Target Shopping Center, see Brian and Janice. Lay on one of those beds, and I bet that you're thinking to yourself, I cannot get a better Christmas present from me or my wife or my whole family.
It's
Imagine
true.
All the kids on these things do sleeping better with the Sleep IQ technology, with everything there you could have. It's a gift of a great night's sleep. It doesn't get any better than that.
It's true.
It is true. Okay, Sleep Number. Head on down, Target Shopping Center. See our friends down there.
Okay, now, according to the polls, and you, I know we talk about how these polls are ever-changing, but
no,
this
polls,
is
polls.
USA Today.
I spit on your polls.
This is USA Today on politics. Ben Carson appears to be slipping. For the first time since early October, Carson has dropped out of the top three in the weekly GOP power rankings. Each week, we ask 30 smart political types who they think is the strongest candidate in the GOP field.
Well, there's your problem right then. These are 30 smart ones they pick who they think is going to be. Now, these political pundits. Remember, these are the ones that make all these predictions that are usually wrong. Okay, go on.
So Trump got 18 first-place votes this week. Marco Rubio got 7, and Ted Cruz got 3. So,
whoa.
So far in the polls, that's how it's going. Trump, Rubio, Cruz.
Well, you know,
Carson's fourth.
Let me say something about this. I think Carson is a smart.
Brilliant.
Probably even brilliant in some, you know, in some areas. He is brilliant in some areas. A man has no foreign policy experience. He's just a man of honesty. And he tells you the things, the way he feels on these things. He's out of that mainstream. So what you've had is you got Trump, who is still beating the drum, you know, and saying things that people want to hear that in probably most cases, at least parts of them are true. But now you have Rubio. You've got this guy that's got some experience who is coming up with ideas. It looks like he could actually maybe, you know, reach out on one side. Then you have Cruz, who is just a hardliner. He's a conservative. But he also is a man that takes charge. When you have a president of the United States whose country has been attacked over and over and over again by Islamic fundamentalist, Islamic terrorist, and refuses to say it. And he still says the worst, the biggest danger facing our country is climate change. Climate change has been going on forever, as long as there's been climate. Do people have something to do with it? I would say probably they do. But here's the bottom line on this, is in the middle of all of this, and then you say that, oh, climate change, that's what's causing these attacks from ISIS. Excuse me? Excuse me? Do you actually believe that? And at the same time, right here in the middle of the attacks in Paris and all these other places, the Obama starts pulling back equipment from the police. This is the latest. He says, oh, no, you guys don't need those. You guys don't need those armored vehicles, those tracked armored vehicles. Now you say to yourself, well, why does a police department need an armored tracked vehicle? They're not weaponized. I didn't say they were weaponized. They're not weaponized vehicles. They're armored vehicles with tracks. And here's what they use them for. In Oakland, in a big shootout, this guy was barricaded. People laying there hurt. They used a tracked vehicle to come in, get between the shooter and the people on the ground so they could rescue them. That's what it is. It's kind of like, think of it as a rolling safe room right there. Now they're taking back 50 calibers. Now, okay, I will ask people what a 50 caliber can do in your local police department, except if you're hunting deer from way, way, way far away, or if you've got a sniper from shooting from, what, 2 miles away, you can use that. But, you know, but what it's saying to me is this. I don't trust our police. I don't trust our police to use these excess military equipment safely or wisely. This is what he's saying. They're even taking bayonets back. When's the last time you saw the police fix bayonets and charge a crowd? It's been a long time, I think. Maybe since, the Revolutionary War? It's just something stupid again that comes out of this administration.
Well, Chief is coming on at 8 o'clock. I'm going to ask him about that. It's going to be interesting. I mean, the psychological aspect of what's happening throughout the country. You know, for our cops, for our local cops. Yeah. I mean, you can't get better than asking, you know, go right to the guy. Let's go to the phones. Rob, good morning. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, just love the topic you guys are talking about. If you go and research it online, there's a big list of, you could just type in big list of terrorist attacks since 9/11. And it's been over 41 cases of radical Islamic terrorism that have taken place here in the United States since 9/11.
Yeah.
What the heck's that all about? You know, and it's like, well, that's happened since the Bush administration and through Obama's administration. And people don't want to face the facts on it. So, you know, I love Cruz's stand on the whole thing, but I think we need to tread delicately here. A lot of people think, oh, let's rattle the sabers and freaking confront Russia on this thing. It's like, at the end of the day, you know, they're doing what we've been doing, which is trying to, like, take care of the problem over there. So.
Oh, I agree with you. You know, before you poke a bear in the eye, you better be able to back that one up.
Yeah, well, you know, I've been in the military since 91, so I could tell people firsthand, it's not the same military today. I mean, you have the same technology, but the attitude of the people in the armed forces today is, I'd put the army of the 80s and 90s up against this military any day, and they kick their butt.
That's really, you know what, that's really interesting you're saying that, because, you know, for the first time this last year, the Army didn't make its recruiting goals. And I think there's a bunch of reasons for that. And I think you could sit down one day and we could talk about that, what's happened to our military and what's happened in the last 8 years. I think there is a steady erosion of skills, and the people are tired, and they're tired of all the, you know, they're tired of a lot of things that are happening to them.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hey, Carl, Linda, thank you. Have a great Thanksgiving.
You too, my friend. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. That was interesting. You know, I mean, you know, here's a guy who's been in the military since 1991. You know what? And we talked about this a little bit before, but this is absolutely true. The military's tired. They're tired of these things that are happening to them. You know, the changes. I mean, it's, you know, you can make changes, but when you make all these changes and you don't back them up, and then at the same time you're coming back from war after 3 or 4 3 or 4assignments or deployments in the combat, and you come back and you can't get in to see the VA, and then so the Congress says, fine, you know, you guys are so screwed up in the VA that we're going to make this special program where you can, if you've waited over 30 days to 40 days to see a doctor, and it's going to be longer, just go out in town. Here, get a card. And you know what? The VA fought them on that. They've been dragging their feet, and this thing has been has not been a huge success. I said, well, good. Finally, they've been able to do that. Well, now they're starting to finally say, well, maybe this will work. You know, this is after a year afterwards. The VA need, you know what? Dr. Bayush Danuka said, you know what you ought to do with the VA? You ought to take all the money it takes to run the VA and get our veterans and just write them a check every month. Let them see a regular doctor. Let them see a regular hospital. Well, let them go to places they want to see. Because I tell you what, the Veterans Administration under this president is criminal. And if there's no other thing that should take this man and put him in jail, it's that. The 22 veterans a day committing suicide. And I tell you, you can draw a direct line from that right to the White House. He doesn't care about veterans. He doesn't care about the military. There's nothing that he has done that shows he gives a damn about the military except to make it a some kind of social experiment. We'll be right back after these messages.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds December 3rd at Elements Lounge inside Wind River Resort and Casino. Join us as we celebrate the holidays with our favorite jazz standards and Christmas songs, starring Pat Karch on keyboards, Bobby Viramontes on drums, Bruce Kalin on bass, and my very special guest, Blue White on sax and flute. That's Romance on the River from 7 to 9 p.m. Dine, dance, enjoy friends, music, and more. December 3rd. Call 243-3377 for reservations. See you there.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Orchard Nutrition Center's creed is their promise, to offer only the highest quality products that follow strict manufacturing guidelines, because you deserve to live life to the fullest. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition has always believed that we are all in it together, because the food you eat is a lot more than just a daily activity. The things you consume affect every aspect of your life. Orchard Nutrition Center hosts many exciting educational events throughout the year, including seminars each month featuring experts who present the latest information on a variety of health and nutritional topics. The main focus is on helping you understand how your body works and how to live healthy. These seminars are a great way to learn interesting information in person, and there's always an opportunity to ask questions and really get clarification from the experts. Bring your friends and family. Reservations are not required, but seating is limited. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook for seminar schedules, speakers, and topics. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly, local, whole food store.
For 45 years, the Reading Civic Auditorium has been an important resource in the North State for entertainment, fundraising events, trade shows, and conferences. In the past 3 years, over $1 million have been put back into this iconic structure. We invite you to be a part of the Civic's revitalization by becoming a member. We think you'll love the benefits, and your support will help to sustain its revitalization and strong community connection. Visit ReadingCivic.com or the box office to become a Reading Civic member.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Hey, Bob, did you see that group, our fabulous, what is it called? Penta? Come on.
Pentatonics.
Pentatonics. As
I'm
they
wanting to pull up that new Christmas one.
The music, was it the Music Awards, and they were doing the Star Wars. That was that, that, that was the most incredible number.
Was that named after the Pentecostal church?
No.
No, I doubt it. But anyway, this, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Go walk in inside. Walk inside. First of all, if now we're getting really ready for the holiday, where you get the beautiful, you know, cinnamon drinks and the pumpkin lattes and you know the cookie doodle, and they have the different coffee beans.
The cookie doodle.
They have cookie doodle, and they have all kinds of like wonderful Christmas and coffee holiday drinks. Plus, coffee beans, pie the pound. The best prices in town. So you walk into Espresso Joe's, walk in next door to the largest walk-in humidor in the North State. Like, I know my family on the guy side, they all like to have a cigar now and then. So we'll go in and they have grab bags. And in the grab bags will be four or five different selections that Shelly has selected herself for these grab bags. And it's reasonable and it's fun. And, you know, for the guy who likes to have a cigar now and then, it's really wonderful. So that's 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Better known business. There it is. And veterans get discounts in Espresso Joe's. All right.
Our special guest this morning is Julie Dyer from the Civic. Mm-hmm. And we are, how are you?
I'm excellent. How are you?
We're great. And we're getting so excited for this Saturday.
Yes.
It's just in a couple days.
It is. It's very soon. Very, very soon.
And we have the Red Town Market. And Julie, we've been really talking about it every day. But tell us some of the new developments.
Yeah, so we actually, it's Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium, and you all want to be there. You know you do. So it's free admission. And so now, if you've been driving by on 44, you've probably seen the Christmas tree lot that's going up. So we're really excited about that. You'll be able to come in and get your tree inside. They're also going to have wreaths and boughs and things like that to make your house smell good and like the forest. And so you'll be able to pick up that as well on the day. And oh my gosh, what else? So Susan Clark Originals is a recent addition to the lineup, and she's got some really great whimsical art pieces.
Ooh.
With different like repurposed buttons and brooches and things like
lovely.
That, and also some jewelry and some great things.
Oh good, we love the bling.
We gotta love the bling, yes. And oh my gosh, there's just so much going on. So we have Chris Shaw is going to come in with his handmade modern furniture, which is, his stuff is just really great. It's just really, really, it really fits right, you know, kind of the style that's going on right now with, you know, the wood and the metal.
I love it.
And all that great stuff. So he's going to be there. And let's see, who else? My goodness. We have so many coming.
You have the bow ties. Now, what's the you know, we've come to the visual, the graphic that we're sending out all over Facebook.
Yes, so Gold Coast Goods, and so they hand make bow ties and handkerchiefs and neckerchiefs. And they're also starting a home line, so they're going to have some of those things as well there. And then we've got Truly Timbers and Rusticities with repurposed, upcycled wood and things for signs and decorations around your house. Urban Day Spa is going to be there, bringing their luscious goodies for your skin and face and makeup and all those things that girls love in their stocking. Let's see. Kernan Hyde, Evan Johnson, who's over here on Tehama, he's coming with his handmade leather goods and bags and handmade jeans and just really, I mean, really, really, really nice stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, if you haven't been in his store on Tehama, you have to go in there because it is man nirvana.
Man
nirvana. I mean, if a man's going to go shopping, he wants to go in a store like that.
Okay, so this is the first time you guys are really doing this Red Town Market.
It is. This is our inaugural year.
Yes, so you're kicking it off, and you're the brain power behind it. How does it feel? I know it's like having a baby.
It is, a little. Like and these are the last waning hours where, you know, I'm dreading it and just desperate for it to get here at the same time.
Why we are keep plugging it is because we really want our community to get behind this.
Mm-hmm.
Know that it's free admission, so if you just want to browse, if you're looking for that special, I don't know, gift for a mother, a daughter, a sister, and a husband, anybody in your family that's not just a traditional mall gift, but you're looking, which is fine too, but I mean, this is stuff that are collecting kind of things that you probably will give to somebody that they'll have a long time.
Yes. Yep. And we even have a couple clothing stores that are going to be there as
love
well.
Love it.
So, well, clothing stores. So The Black, which is a new clothing store that's opened up in town, they're going to be there. And then also Cindel Rushton, so Cinder's Pizza. She also does LuLaRoe. She's a rep for LuLaRoe, so she's going to be there with that fun, those fun things. So yes, it's really kind of, you know, things that you can't necessarily just go out.
Right.
And, you know, we do have a couple of those, like the Black and Anderson's Fine Jewelry, but the wonderful thing I think about what we've pulled together is there's just such a great consistent level of quality. So at every booth, you're going to have a chance to engage. You know, prices might vary some. It's accessible pricing for all budgets, but it's really excellent things and not just your normal everyday that you could go find.
Right.
Anywhere.
So we don't want to scare people off by letting them think, you know, when you think Artie, you think, oh my gosh, we're starting at $65 or there, like you said, there's price points.
There are price points, yes.
And this is great. And so what we want to just encourage is to bring the family, just come through, smell the Christmas trees. Now you're going to have live trees inside too, right? I think you were talking about a little area where you could sit because the stage, I wanted to say we have, Ladybot and the Bluebirds will be there.
We'll be there, yes.
2 to 4. I want
to
say that I've got Lou White on saxophone and flute, Bobby Variamonte's on drums, Bruce Kalin on stand-up bass, and Cleveland Bonet on keyboards. Now, yesterday, Cleveland and I rehearsed in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's so busy. He's got so much stuff going on that we could only rehearse at 9 o'clock in the morning. Don't you love a musician who'll rehearse at 9 o'clock in the morning?
So, absolutely.
And I know he's very involved with the Christmas show you guys have going on.
Yeah.
That's going to be happening at the Civic as well. And that's A Christmas Carol, A Love Story. And my girlfriend, Victoria Graham, is in that. We're going on the 19th.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so that was a lot in one breath. But follow closely, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, so there's so much that's happening. And, of course, like you know, you may want to just get out of the kitchen, get out of the house.
Come see us.
Like, really see local artisans that are, or people that have come because they really want to show their wares. And I'm just so excited. This sounds so classy and tasteful.
We're trying really hard.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. So how fun.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And just, I don't want anyone to be disappointed. There may not be live trees in the auditorium.
Okay. But there's a little sitting area.
But there is going to be a sitting area, and it's probably going to be some of our...
You said Christmas decorations.
Yeah, so Christmas decorations.
Okay. Fix that with a jackhammer.
Yeah, yeah.
I would love to have real trees throughout the entire thing, but that's, you know, we're going to grow towards that.
Okay, well, anyway, you're going to smell them when you walk in, and that'll be good. Yeah. And everything's going to have a Christmas flair.
Yeah.
All right, so what else can we add in there?
So on the Christmas Carol front, so we have some of the cast is going to be in costume and strolling, minstreling, singing carols from 11 to about 12:45, and then they've got a gig over at the Cascade to do the same thing.
Okay, cool.
So you'll be able to see them if you're there during that period of time, and Scout Coffee's going to be there showing off his great roasts and things, and that was, you know, another part of it. It's just kind of bringing something from a lot of different lines of business within the community and people who are just really bringing excellence and have a passion for business in our community, whether it's cottage industry or artists or artisans, you know, just that kind of collective creative mind coming together to make Reading great, because Reading is great.
Reading is great. Here's a question. Will there be any food vendors, or will there be, like, if somebody wants to have, like a eggnog that's spiked, do we have anything like that going on?
So, well, we have the wine tasting, which you've been talking about. Then Premier Catering is also going to be selling local crafted beer. And they'll be providing food as well. Then we have Measures of Joy, who has very, very, very. And this is a girl who is not gluten-free. And I'm telling you, I would eat her brownies anyway. I do eat her brownies anyway. You sacrifice nothing for her gluten-free goodies.
And all who is of that?
Her name is Jennifer Miller.
Okay.
And it's called Measures of Joy is her business. And I mean, I'm serious. Her stuff is really good. So she'll be there, and she'll be selling cocoa and cider as well.
Oh,
and have
yeah.
some real great, like, naturally, natural
gluten-free
syrups for infused drinks.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Yeah. And then Mad Colonels is going to be there with kettle corn, because, you know, Christmas, you have to have somebody popping kettle
corn.
So Mad Colonels is going to be there, and they'll be doing that. And I think that's it on the food.
Are you loving this? Bob's over there just going, woo, wow, you know.
The Mad Colonel just hit me as incredibly funny. Right?
I know. It's a great name.
But these are, like, the creative things that we're talking about that are going to be happening here. So, Julie, thank you so much. It's called the Red Town Market this Saturday. Don't miss it. Please, if you're in town, just hop in your car and come by and just walk in. Just visit. Come and see. Say you did, and it'd be a great, fun thing for the family to do. All ages welcome.
Yep. All ages welcome. And really, something for everyone. It's not just a girl shopping experience.
Right.
The boys will have things to interact with, too. So everybody will have a little something to check out.
Excellent. Thanks so much. And we love what you're doing over at the Civic.
Well, thank you. And thank you so much for your support. It's really greatly appreciated.
Absolutely. I know that when we want to get behind something, when we say we want to get behind something, we'll take everything we've got to, like, give it the everything push, and we really believe in what you're doing, and that this is just so exquisite. And like I'm saying, you're bringing this class, this wonderful, well-rounded market that we need.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited for that. All right, Julie, thanks so much. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Chief is in the house, walked in with this, everything's all shiny, and you know, he's so polished, you know, just got to love Paletti. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
The unmistakable sound of the Temptations. Motown comes to Reading Sunday, December 6th at 7 p.m. Live in concert, it's the Temptations at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Don't miss the Temptations. For more than 50 years, hit after hit from the Temptations. Now live in Reading at the Civic Auditorium. Tickets are on sale now. Go to the Civic box office, call 229-0022 or online at readingcivic.com for the incredible Motown sound of the Temptations. The smooth, stepping, and flawless presentation of Flair, Flash, and Class come to the Reading Civic Auditorium with the Temptations live in concert December 6th. Get your tickets now at the box office. Call 229-0022 or online at readingcivic.com for the Temptations.
This is Carl Bott. I'm sitting with Ted Ogilvie here, manager and head driller of Diamond Core Drilling. You know, Ted, with all this water shortage and the drought that's going on, people have a lot of questions about their water wells. What can Diamond Core Drilling do for these people?
I've seen a lot of people run out of water, and it takes a very long time to get a driller scheduled. What we'd like to do is see if we can pull a Department of Water Resources log that shows the construction details of the well. And then we also like to come out and do an actual site visit and inspect the well and see if there's anything that can be done with the well.
Now, this is a free consultation, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Carl. We don't charge anything for that. We've been providing water well services since 1980. We're veteran-owned, veteran-managed. You can reach us at area code 530-275-8162 or you can visit our website, DiamondCoreDrilling.net.
That's Diamond Core Drilling. They can help you with any of your water well needs.
This is Ted Ogilvie. We're here to help.
Alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit.
The weather outside is frightful, but the wine over on the west side is delightful. Westside Wine at 1872 Buenaventura is your new hotspot for holiday cheer. Whether you are a wine newbie or you really know your vintages, the wine educators at Westside Wines can help you find that perfect bottle. From beautiful Bordeaux to crisp Chardonnays, their rare boutique finds will surely delight you. Westside Wines wishes you a sparkling Christmas.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Joy to the world. Joy to the world. Oh,
joy to the world. The
yeah.
World.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott.
That's the group that was...
No, that's Rob Paletti singing right now. Hit it, Chief. Hit it.
They were so good. The Music Awards.
Wow. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It is 12 minutes until 8 o'clock. It's 34 degrees out there, going up to 54 today. Weather Report is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where their customers are warm friends. Give them a call at 365-3793. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. Hey, this Sunday, after you've kind of gotten over Thanksgiving and going to Redtown Market, head on down to View 202. Come on down for brunch. Listen to Linda sing from 11 to 1 down there with Bernie Baker and Bruce Kalin. You're just going to have a great time, you know, every week. And if it's, in, you know what, it's going to be... Gosh,
every Sunday till the end of the year.
Every Sunday till the end of the year. But you sit out there on the...
I wonder if we're going to be on the deck.
You know what, if it's warm, yeah. I mean, you know, if it's a nice day, if it gets out in the 60s or 70s yeah. out there, it's beautiful.
We were out on the deck last Sunday, and it was absolutely gorgeous. You could see the snow on Mount Shasta.
Perfect.
And... You know, they have the heaters out there in the fire pit, so you know they we. I think if I think we'll go out, we'll be outside.
Hey, give them a call 226-8439 for reservations there. Okay, you know, starting a little bit early here. We have Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Instead of 8 o'clock, he came in here early.
I love
today.
It.
Now, right before you've got a tough act to follow because the lady that was just here, Julie. Went out and into her car where her husband was sitting, and she brought back into right out here in front a chocolate
baby puppy,
baby Labrador Retriever. Is there any cuter dog than that?
Oh, yeah.
And all he wants to do is he wants to lick your nose, lick
yeah.
your fingers,
they're
wants
baby.
To wag his tail, and they're
yeah.
so beautiful. Now, 2 years from now, as the Reading Police Chief is getting ready to tell you, tell us what you said 2 years from now.
I said 2 years from now they're going to have a moron like my Doberman that tears the house up and runs all over and rules the roost.
Have you thought that there's such a thing as, you know,
like
obedience
children.
School? And when you say when you say sit, they actually sit beside you, leaping 12 feet into the air?
Yeah, it's really not that he doesn't know. He's just stubborn. So my female Doberman was not like that. This male Doberman is extremely stubborn. I think that probably is indicative of
the
males
male,
and females
yes.
everywhere.
I always like a girl dog.
Yeah, he is stubborn. So good dog though.
Boy, it brings out a lot of stuff in you, right? About your patience and you know why. Yeah, anyway, so yeah, and I've seen that's a big dog. Your dog is huge.
He's a big boy.
It's a big dog. The dog doesn't. Even, the dog when the dog
takes
sits,
up a whole side of the couch, if not the whole couch.
The dog sits down and can still eat off the table.
We actually went and bought a taller kitchen table so that he could just get his nose to the table. He can't lay his whole head on the table.
Yeah. So when you know, but then he's nudging your elbow.
And you know they're ruling the roost when you have to go buy a table. Yeah. Bigger than they are.
You know, last year at the crab feed, we had people actually bid to have a trap shoot and lunch with the Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti. Goldmart, our friends from down over there in Goldmart, did it, and they collected it the month before last.
Something like that.
And so went out to the Reading Gun Club, which, by the way, my friends, is a great place. They've done so much work out there, and for $100, you get a whole year. Of membership out at the Reading Gun Club, and you can shoot pistols, rifles, shotguns. They've got all types of shooting bays out there. Just a variety of things you can do out there. What a great place, and it's safe. You're not going to be shooting into people's backyards. You're not going to be shooting where there's other people shooting. You're not sure what they're even shooting at because they're out there around you. Reading Gun Club. But so we went out and we shot, and then the chief fixed a pasta dinner that was just great. But it raised something like $2,000 for one safe place that night. And so you really put yourself out for that. And I haven't had a chance to thank you for that. But it was a great dinner. I mean, you have your baked cauliflower with cheese on it and a homemade Italian dressing and then a sauce that you cooked for like 46 days, and for the pasta. But everybody really enjoyed it. And I just want to thank you out loud. This is, you know, these are things that our police chief does and our sheriff does and our community does to help raise money for these events. But that was a one in a, you know, that's like one once that happens once.
Well, we were at the auction dinner the other night to raise money for the Reading School of the Arts. So. A friend of ours was on the board that put on that dinner, so I told her go ahead and auction off another one. So I'll be cooking another dinner that raised, I think it was $700 for Reading School of the Arts. So I got to start cooking again.
Well, start now. You know, when we had ours too that they sold, and we actually sold two of them that night when we're only supposed to be selling one. And I just said, make sure you're the first one because I make so much, I just freeze the rest of it. And it's not, you mean it's not fresh? I said, well, make sure you're the first one there. You know, it will be. Nah, I'm kidding. Okay. Hey, Chief, good morning. And
morning.
Holiday? It's not much of a holiday for a lot of your guys, though.
No, you know, I mean, obviously we work, you know, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, not me personally. You know, the guys will be out tomorrow. We just ask, you know, obviously, you know, go enjoy yourself and have a plan to get home if you're going to drink with family and be safe tomorrow. The big thing with Thanksgiving is always the driver safety because you get a lot of people on the roads and, you know, people drink when they gather and just make sure that somebody's sober and somebody can get you home so you get home safely and you can enjoy the holiday.
That's the big thing. Now wasn't there a checkpoint yesterday or this weekend?
Yeah,
or
there was a checkpoint yesterday. That's part of our Officer Traffic Safety Grant. We have to do so many checkpoints and so many, you know, pedestrian missions and other things. And we've had a lot of, you know, vehicle versus pedestrian accidents lately, and vehicle versus bicycle accidents. So
yeah, somebody's out on the interstate. On a bicycle?
Boy.
Yeah, that was CHP's accident, so I don't know a lot of the details on that one. But, you know, it is, we've had a lot of them downtown where, you know, the people don't use the crosswalks and they run out between parked cars and the driver
can't
see them.
Let me tell you that the other day Linda said something to me, and, you know, and I, of course, reacted like every husband and, you know, took it out on her. But there's a guy in black.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not a lot of lights out there. And this is down our street. She said, "Watch out!" And then I caught him. You know, but this guy was probably, you know, of course we're driving slow. It's
he was walking,
but he's walking across the street at a diagonal, dressed in a long black coat. I mean, there wasn't one thing on this guy that gave off any indication of light. Anything?
Yeah. When Michelle and I, you know, left Wind River after the Marine Corps birthday ball, and we're driving home.
I tell you, I couldn't believe how many shots you had that night.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
We were driving home, and you know, going down 273, there's not a lot of lighting out there.
That's a dangerous place.
And I saw three people, you know, walking in the roadway, you know, dressed in dark clothing where you can't barely see them, and you know, it's just dangerous. It's dangerous for the drivers, and obviously, you know, it's extremely dangerous for the pedestrians, and you know that type of crash is going up significantly. That and our DUI-related crashes. DUI injury rates up, DUI crashes are up, DUI fatalities are up.
They say for the first time in this past year, I don't know if you're getting ready to say this or not, Bob, but the number of fatalities and crashes has gone way up in America. After dropping the year before, now it's way back up again.
Well, and if you look at most of the cause of most of the accidents, you know, there's you know, intoxication on both parties in many of the cases, both the pedestrian and the driver. We've had, you know, crashes with multiple intoxicants, both, you know, marijuana, methamphetamine, alcohol. So the drug driving is becoming a bigger issue. And so it is really about, you know, taking responsibility for your driving habits. But we didn't meet a single one of our DUI-related target points last year on our OTS grant. So they're all going up.
Well, the folks on NPR this morning were absolutely aghast that the percentage of drug overdoses in the country has skyrocketed ever since we decided that drugs were no big deal.
The biggest one where we're seeing an issue is with the growth in heroin that we're seeing in our community. Methamphetamine is still, you know, the most problematic, you know, drug in Shasta County still. Heroin is growing, and that's...
I'm sorry, what did you say number one was?
Methamphetamine.
Okay, yeah.
But our alcohol-related, you know, sickness and overdose is still, you know, up there with the methamphetamine and the other drugs.
You know, you said 4 years ago when you came aboard that you saw heroin was going to be a real problem. And either you had your little crystal ball there, or you watched what was happening in Stockton and could figure that it's going to be heading north, and it has. Heroin's a big problem.
Heroin's a big problem, and it's relating to our general larceny is the one crime area where we're up a lot, robbery.
Let's talk about that when we get back, because we've got to take a quick break here. But that's one of the things we want to talk about, and also kind of maybe the humor in this. Because you knew that when you saw it, you said... I better go see the city manager. We need to call in the guard. We need some help here.
Yeah, that was a little shocker moment yesterday.
I'd like to ask the president for some armored vehicles. No, this is, in a way, it's humorous, but I'm glad it was humorous in this. But we'll talk about that. As soon as we get back from the news, our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Play. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. It's 8 o'clock. It's 34 degrees out there today on the 25th of November.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Russian officials say a Russian pilot who went missing after his jet was shot down by Turkey while taking part in airstrikes over Syria has been rescued.
The co-pilot of the Sukhoi fighter jet is alive and well, according to the Defense Ministry, and safely back at Russia's airbase in western Syria after a 12-hour mission to find and rescue him.
The BBC's Sarah Rainsford reporting the other pilot reportedly was killed. British Prime Minister David Cameron, meanwhile, pushing for a greater role for his country in the ongoing battle against ISIS.
My view is, no, we can't wait for that political settlement. We should work as hard as we can for it, but we should be acting now with allies because it's about keeping our own people and our own country safe.
Cameron has become more hawkish in the aftermath of the Paris terrorist attacks. Orders for long-lasting manufactured goods posted a solid gain in October after 2 months of weakness. Here's correspondent Jeremy House.
According to the Commerce Department, orders for durable goods increased 3% last month following declines in both September and August. The strength was led by an increase in demand for commercial aircraft, but reflected widespread gains in several categories from machinery to computers. A key category, which serves as a proxy for business investment spending, increased 1.3% in October, the best showing since July.
That is Jeremy House reporting. Some 47 million Americans expected to travel 50 miles or farther this Thanksgiving Day holiday, according to the latest survey from AAA. Terry Robert decided to start flying on Tuesday to try and avoid some of those long security lines. As for the possibility of a terrorist attack?
I just put it in God's hands. And like I said, if we let the terrorists keep us from doing the things we want to do, then we let them win by default. And I'm not going to do that.
Among the reasons given by AAA for an increase in travelers this year, an improving economy, and the cheapest gasoline for this time of year since 2008. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicki said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
Another airbag recall for Toyota. Correspondent Ron DeRockstra has the details.
This time, the Japanese automaker is recalling 1.6 million vehicles for defective airbags supplied by the Takata Corporation. The advisory includes 22 models sold in Japan, including the Corolla and Vitz, and also affects vehicles in Italy, Britain, and Spain. Takata inflators can explode with too much force, spewing dangerous shrapnel, and at least 8 people have been killed worldwide, hundreds more injured. Problems led to the recall of over 19 million vehicles in the U.S., and government regulators are investigating. No injuries were reported in vehicles related to the latest defect. Ron DeRockster reporting.
The Southern Hemisphere summer, which it is now, is ramping up, and with it the 13-month-old search for that missing Malaysian airliner. A third ship will join the deep-sea hunt in a huge expanse of the Indian Ocean. The search for Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 was scaled back during the winter months. There. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. It's that time of year again, a list of the most dangerous toys for kids or what to look for if you're interested about safety when it comes time to buy those toys. Mike Litz, a consumer advocate with the watchdog group PIRG, and he says despite recent progress, consumers need to stay alert.
We once again found that there are products out there that can harm or poison a child. And we found these toys everywhere, from small dollar stores to big chain stores like Target.
Some of the biggest concerns, he says, toxic chemicals on some of the toys, as well as small parts that can be easily swallowed. President Obama is set to pardon the National Thanksgiving turkey like he did last year. As you heard with that sound from the turkey, the president said it's one job he enjoys.
The office of the presidency, the most powerful position in the world, brings with it many awesome and solemn responsibilities.
Pardoning a turkey every year, he says, is one of those. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is the 25th of November. It is 6 after 8 this morning, and I am happy to welcome you here to the day before Thanksgiving.
Yes,
right here. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live.
Happy to be here. Currently 34 degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to have highs of 54 today, or lows of 33. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Each and every time you read the weather, it's always about Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane, currently 34 degrees.
A veteran-owned business. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends from Mighty Fine Foods. You know what? You're looking for that something right before Thanksgiving, right? You haven't got it all. Go out to 299 into Deschutes Road. You're out there. You stop into the finest little store out there, owned and operated by father and son, Ed DeFore and Kyle. Full deli, butcher shop. You can't beat the prices on the meat they have out there. They've got it all right out there. Over 1,000 drinks. Cold drinks, beer, everything you could possibly imagine right there. One-stop shop. You just go in there and get it all. Mighty Fine Foods. It's the corner of 299 and Deschutes. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Poletti. And when you left, it's our little teaser, that little hook we had there that said, you know, our statistics have shown an increase in crime.
Yeah, it's about 1.7.
Oh, wait a minute.
Now, yesterday.
So you blew the whole thing
up. Yesterday I got crime statistics through September. And obviously, you know, because we're still working on a largely manual system, we're a few months behind where we actually are. The new system will be more real time. But, you know, my crime analyst has to actually sit down and manually input everything into an Excel spreadsheet to get this, you know, fancy little chart that we have to send to the Bureau of Crime Statistics. And he brings it in yesterday and shows it to me, and I look at it, and it shows a 37% increase in crime. And I about had a heart attack.
Here, Chief, 37% increase in crime.
And I'm like, wait, last month it was like 2%. How did we go from 2% to 37%? So I obviously, you know, went upstairs and informed the city manager that we have a little problem here.
The funny thing was, is I called you in between the time he told you that and the time you, I guess you were heading for the city manager.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, they asked if you want to come on today. Because last time on your regular day, we were doing Veterans Day, and you really didn't have a chance to talk about crime and what's going on for Christmas and all these things. And it, you said,
hey, can't talk now, Carl. I'm dealing with an issue.
God, can't talk. He says, we've got this increase in crime. I'm just trying to figure out what happened here.
So I went upstairs, sat down, and the city manager and I started going through numbers. And the raw numbers were all accurate. But what happened is the Excel spreadsheet that he uses to calculate the percentage increase, the formula got all screwed up. So it's actually 1.74%. So that it's still a slight increase, but it's not the 37% heart attack that I had yesterday. So no. We got that all worked out. So
you go back and you say, you know what, guys, except for this, it was a good day.
Well, the larceny numbers are going up. That's your general theft. Motor vehicles are increased slightly. We have about 1.3 vehicles stolen in Reading per day. And then if you look at the...
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
It's about 1.3 0.3 vehicles per day if you average it out.
306, that's like 375, 380, right, just, 400 vehicles a year?
We usually have about 400 vehicles a year that are stolen in the city of Reading.
400.
And then you look at the robberies are up too, and we've seen that over the last, you know, couple of months. We had the guy do a couple robberies of the mail business and the veterinary business. He's in custody.
By the way, Kara Tennant, that's her, she's on once a month, Dr. Kara Tennant. That was her office, the veterinarian office.
Yeah.
So
he's in custody.
Robberies, vice burglaries. Robberies is somebody comes in there and takes your valuables with a threat of force, right?
Right. So robbery is people. Burglaries is buildings. Robbery is the taking of the property of another by the use of force or fear. So when you hear on TV that they robbed my house, you can't rob a house, you can't scare a house. Burglary is the entering of a dwelling with the intent to commit grand larceny or some other felony. So if you break into a house, that's burglary. If you rob, it is actually robbing a person.
Okay, and let's get to this thing here that we talked a little bit about during the break. No, not the fact that Linda can
control you.
Can control me. No, yeah. Not that point that all you guys were laughing
we
about.
Know, we know who the boss is.
Oh, yeah. I mean, have I ever said I wasn't? I mean, never. I've ever once said
not when Linda's around.
And wait a minute. You two. Excuse me. You two want to start talking about who's boss? And about how you run your house?
We want to just change, like, move on.
How about we just move on from this one?
Move on from it. You started it. You dug the hole, Carl. Get out of it.
Yeah, but you know what? I stopped digging. They started throwing dirt on me, though.
Not once were we talking about Bob or I. We were talking about you.
And there's a reason. And there's a reason.
Don't deflect.
All right. Okay, moving on.
Thanksgiving brothers at the Thanksgiving table, you know?
Yeah, we'll see who's up. Okay, yeah. Like, what you? You know. Anyway, okay, just something that I there's been this, all of a sudden there's this big, you know, you start hearing it from the anti-gunners. Hey, you know, criminals have guns because they steal them from, you know, people who have guns. And it's those people's fault who have guns. You know, they're not, you know, they should be punished too. Like, it's the person's fault who gets their house burgled or someone breaks into their car and steals, you know, the gun. So it's their fault. But the bottom line, though, is this, is that somebody breaks into my car, let's say, and takes a gun I've got there, which I never leave guns in cars, but they break in and they take a gun that I've got locked up in my glove compartment. They pop the glove compartment. They steal that gun. Guess what? If that gun isn't $1,000 or more in value, you catch them down the street.
It's a misdemeanor.
And they don't go to jail.
Yeah, it's
you don't even put them in jail. It's a misdemeanor.
The law's changing it. You know, I get frustrated over things like that because when are we going to blame the criminals for the bad action? Why are we always going to blame them?
Excuse me.
Now,
you think?
You know, we've talked a lot over the last since I've been here about, you know, the concept of victimology and what you can do to prevent yourself from being a victim and the way people can, you know, contribute to their own victimization, like leaving purses in cars or leaving your guns in the car. There's obviously we have to be smart about how we're doing business so that we don't make ourselves an easy victim. But in the end, it's not the victim's fault their stuff got stolen.
No.
It's the suspect's fault.
Yes.
So let's stop using that as a cop out and start holding people accountable for their actions.
I like that because, you know, now they're starting to say, well, it's the person's fault who got something stolen from their house. But here's the real fault of this. This Proposition 47, turning all these jerks loose, and then now they're breaking into things, and unless it goes up over $1,000, who cares? They're, you know, you can arrest them all day long, and they can't hold them. Because we don't have the room, and, you know, we need to address that at some point. But we can't hold them, and they can steal guns, they can steal jewelry, they can steal anything up to that $1,000.
Well, I mean, really, if you look at what we've done in the criminal justice system over the last 4 years since 2011, we released from prison those that are nonviolent, non-serious, non-high-risk sex offenders. So what did we release? Property criminals and drug offenders.
There you go.
And then we took the property and drug crimes and made them misdemeanors. So we're just making the criminal justice system lighter and lighter. And the concern and the things that the research is starting to show, obviously property crime rates are going up slightly statewide, but also, you've removed a judge's ability to order a drug offender to rehabilitation because they're a misdemeanor now, not a felon. So, you know, when I go to a graduation of the Day Reporting Center and there's 16 graduates and almost every single one of them says, I came here kicking and screaming. I did not want to come to this program. Now I am clean. I have a job. I finished my GED. I'm reunited with my kids and my wife and my family. You know, they did that.
Yes, a success.
But let's focus on the kicking and screaming part.
They didn't
want to go.
If
a judge doesn't have the ability to order them, that's the reason that most of these people end up going to drug rehabilitation.
And you want to catch them as early as you can before they get into these major felony things where now, hey, guess what? You're going to jail.
Yeah, you're going to prison.
You're going to prison. But if you can catch them, again, we try to break that cycle. But thanks to Governor Brown and the Democrats in this.
I want to be fair about it. I don't want to blame Governor Brown for. I'll blame him for something that I think he lays blame for.
Oh,
but
this was.
You know, this was
right.
That three judge federal panel that decided this. And AB 109, they were going to cut prison sentences by 50%. Which would have let violent criminals out, too. But, you know, if you look now, the state is not where it needs to be.
Still doesn't.
So they're going to start letting go some of those violent criminals by cutting
And I
their
can't blame it on Brown. That one, you're right. And I take it all back because, actually, Governor Brown has at times
stood up to the three-judge panel.
Yeah, well, that and other things that his crazy Democrats in the legislature does. But this Prop 47 was just a proposition.
It was a proposition
ballot. And it wasn't even close.
No.
It wasn't even close. And I had the DA of Humboldt County on the show here admitting that we were going to be turning all these people loose, these criminals loose. And I said, look at all these statistics, all this. What can you say? He says, well, what we're doing now obviously doesn't work. We should try this. It's time to take a break. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. That's right. Jeff Wurst, a better-known business, can take that small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length and fix it. That's right, fix it. And if you've got a small chip in your windshield, it's 34 degrees. When it goes down to that 32-degree mark, it could have water in there, it can freeze, and guess what? It splits your windshield. Run down there as fast as your little car can take you to 3208 Market Street, or give them a call, 241-8373, Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space.
Take your passion. Hi, Linda Bott here from KCNR.
And Nathan Parmalee from Reading's own Civic Auditorium.
The Reading Civic is bringing the excitement to its newly updated theater. The 2015-2016 season promises to wow you and include a 15% savings option when you purchase tickets to three or more shows.
So start your holiday season with the exquisite artistry of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Enjoy heartfelt Christmas classics with the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas Show, and take in the stunning debut of the Civic's very own production of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
2016 kicks off with the pop culture phenomenon of Flashdance the Musical.
The devilishly funny production of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters.
The wildly theatrical show Blue Man Group. And the fun family experience of Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience.
For tickets and more, visit ReadingCivic.com or the Reading Civic box office.
See you at the show! This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
NorCal Limo, the ultimate in luxury limousines.
This is Jamie with NorCal Limousine. Here at NorCal Limo, we specialize in group transportation, birthday parties, proms, weddings, Manton wine tours, ladies' night out, guys' night out, Christmas light tours, concerts, and we service all the major airports. Don't worry about parking fees and wasted gas money. NorCal Limo will pick you up and take you anywhere in the North State area. Packages start at $150. Enjoy the finest in expertise and precision with the newest limo in town. Check out our website at www.norcallimo.com or give us a call at 276-8851.
Licensed and insured, PCP 31143.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good Welcome morning. Back. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Carl!
Awesome.
8:19 in the morning. Chief Paletti is our guest this morning. Currently 34 degrees on this chilly day. Remember that... looking in on the top five things you must know today. Okay, well, one of the things, the Pope is visiting Africa, but the other thing is that this is the most traveled day of the year, Wednesday. So they say, please don't be on the road. I mean, for your own, you know, just for your own sanity. Don't be on the road from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. because, you know, trust me, this is when they say that, you know, everybody's getting off of work and they're traveling the most. This right now. So just FYI.
All right. Now, today it's 21 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here, 34 degrees, going up to 54 today, 605-4567. If you have a question for our chief on what's going on in crime and this, or if you're just generally just upset about things, and let him listen to it and see what he can do about it. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry, however. Big, let me say it again, big sale.
B-I-G.
The 30th of November, the next Monday, go into Four Winds Jewelry at 2225 Hilltop Drive. We're going to be there. And, well, not there as a remote or anything, but just to kind of go in there because he's got it all on sale. He brings the stuff out of that cavernous. It could be carnivorous, but it's really a cavernous safe he has there with everything. It's carnivorous when Linda's there because it gets bloody if you're going reaching. Don't ever reach out before, you know, in front of that ring if Linda's in there because it does get carnivorous then. God. At Four Winds Jewelry, he brings everything out of there. I'm talking rings from 5 carats, on up and down, watches, brooches, estate jewelry. He has got it all at Four Winds Jewelry, a full service show. Store. He can design it. They can cast it. They can do it all. They can cut opals there. They've got it. Four Winds Jewelry, and the only trained watch repair guy in the whole area is at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, across the road from Sierra Gibbs. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4:00. But Monday is the day. Okay.
Yeah. Go get a diamond the size of a doorknob and make her Christmas.
Make her Christmas. That's it. You know what? You know what? He'll probably even give you a good deal on that. He gives you a good deal on everything. Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti will be down there buying, 12-carat diamonds. So just thought I'd tell his wife there early.
Yeah.
He was just talking about you with love in his voice.
She's getting a gate.
A gate.
A gate.
To keep her Doberman in. That's what she's getting.
Maybe a powder. You know what happens is we just get happy in our relationships and we're content and we just want to, just little things like I like outside furniture, for instance, or when I remember somebody, when I was growing up, my girlfriend said, would your mom get? She got a dishwasher. I remember thinking, I'd be so upset if I got a dishwasher, But the reality is, as we get older, we think, I've got all that. I've been there. I've done that. Yeah. I have all the, a lot of the stuff just stays in the safer and the, and it's just nice to just have, be comfortable. So a gate is perfect.
Linda told me at one point in our relationship about, she dated this guy for a while. The guy was really well off.
Don't share this.
And for her birthday or for Christmas, he gave her a sweater. And she looked at the sweater and she looked at him. She looked at the house he was living in, the cars he drove. And she looked at him. She said, "A sweater? You gave me a sweater?" But she described the sweater. And it wasn't just sweater. It was, "You gave me a sweater?"
Oh, isn't that
And the
terrible?
Guy goes,
so
and the guy goes,
materialistic.
But and she
I
says,
bet it.
"A sweater?" Well, you stopped dating him.
I did. It insulted me. It was an insulting thing because, I was giving him my time. Anyway, enough of that. The chief is here. Let's talk about,
crime.
I don't even know what to say about it.
I don't know what to say about it either, because that's the first time she said, I was giving my time. Like, what? She said she was buying it. You said you bought it. Anyway.
Again.
Let's just move on to the. Somebody reported the other day about brothels right here in the city of Reading. Somebody said there's like 42 brothels here in the city of Reading. Could that possibly be true? They said it to me because they're working with the sex trafficking and all that, and that was the term they used. And I said, and I started thinking about the term brothel. I mean, could it be like a motel room or something? But a brothel to me means it's like a house or a massage parlor, a business that's got several women working in there.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that we're seeing obviously emerging in Reading, and that's. You know, one of the things that, you know, I've expressed to, the consultant with
life.
Yeah, Bob's going, Bob was not only going, brothels here? And he said, like, where?
Oh, I thought Bob was still hooked on the sweater.
No, he was. He's still trying to get over the sweater part. Because he got Brenda a sweater. He goes, oh, my God.
But they're married, and they've created a life. They're dating somebody.
I better go buy something else. I just got her a sweater.
In the first 3 months when you're dating somebody and it's Christmas time, do not buy them a sweater.
I couldn't get you a gate.
Go to Four Winds. No. You guys have created this life to go to Four Winds Jewelry or something like that. You know, a charm, a bracelet, something that's very girly. A sweater? Oh, no. No, this speaks volumes. That would be the rest of my life, and I am not a sweater girl.
You're wearing one now.
I don't know. You look pretty good there.
Okay. Anyway, enough of that. Come on.
All right, going back to
the problem. It is, you know, we are seeing this emerging, prostitution trend that's coming up. And one of the things that I've talked to, the folks from the Northern California Anti-Trafficking Coalition and others about is there really is, I think that we need to make a shift in our paradigm and thinking about prostitution and look at it more of as a trafficking, and rather than the prostitute or the person being prostituted as a criminal, and look at them more as a victim that's being exploited, so that we can focus where the problem actually is, and that's on the supplier, which would be the pimp, and those doing the trafficking, as well as those that are exploiting those young girls by paying to have sex.
Now,
the John and the pimp that needs to be the focus.
Okay, now here's something that I've seen in other cities. They've arrested him, or they arrest the John, and they put his name in the paper.
Well, and that's one of my goals here.
Can you do that?
We can. It's public record, just like booking photos and everything else. And it really is a matter of having the resources to be able to go forward with doing those investigations and focusing on those investigations. Because right now, I can tell you, we're not doing a lot of it. You know, we don't have a vice section that's dealing with just prostitution issues, and I could probably tie up a sergeant and three officers just doing prostitution type investigations.
Really? Right here in Reading?
Absolutely.
Is that prevalent?
And why is it prevalent here? Because we have customers, and it's the customers that need to be the focus.
Who are the customers?
Well, I don't know yet because we're not doing those investigations.
This takes us into the motels that you all are trying to shut down, and rightly so.
Well, it really is a goal of getting them to comply and run their business compliantly. But we've been focusing on arresting people for drug abuse, for dealing drugs, for other things. And we're not focusing on those that just allow them to come back. And that's the focus of that civil lawsuit that's been filed, is holding business owners accountable for their business practices.
You have to do that.
And so
would if they were embezzling money from people, you would go after the businesses. Well, why not do something that's causing us 1,000 visits? 1,000 visits?
Well, it's almost 1,300 visits. So
to the same hotel?
To the same hotel.
You ought to go right to the owner and arrest him.
Well, we can't
Why?
Necessarily do that, but we can file civil lawsuits and touch his pocketbook. So that's kind of the focus of what we're doing now. And we've got two different cases going right now. One.
Why can't you get him on RICO?
Well, because that doesn't fit. It does.
No. He's allowing his place to be used for illegal operations.
But he's not profiting from the illegal operation. He's profiting from the rent of the room. So there's legal ramifications and elements of the crime and all the stuff that we have to meet. But we're taking two different angles with two different hotels. You know, the Americana is very heavily code enforcement based. The Reading Inn is just crime based. And so we've got a good cooperation going with the district attorney's office right now. They've been very supportive of us, and that's the guy that put together, the sergeant that put together that case against the Reading Inn with the District Attorney's Office, Sergeant Walt Bullington. Sergeant Walt Bullington is going to lead our neighborhood police unit.
Is that right? Well, so, Stephanie Bridget was all over this one.
Yeah, she was. And Lucky's done a great job in helping us put that case
and
together.
And Lucky Jazrani. I saw Lucky there, too, so because Lucky works... You know, I didn't realize Lucky was working with that one. I knew that he was out there getting the city money because of these big lawsuits that people were, you know, like it'd be a statewide lawsuit.
Yeah, Lucky was
jumping into that. And
Lucky's the primary deputy DA working with us on that case, and Stephanie Bridget, obviously is his boss. But, that's a creative way to find solutions to things that, if we go and arrest a pimp, and we can't prove a forced sex trafficking, it's a misdemeanor. We go arrest a John, it's a misdemeanor. It's misdemeanor, misdemeanor, misdemeanor. And we need to hold people, whether it's you kidnap somebody and force them to work the sex trade, or you manipulate them by getting them addicted to drugs or other things. I mean, there's books that teach people how to be pimps that are sold on Amazon and Target.
No.
That's ridiculous.
Really?
When are those businesses going to have enough responsibility to say we're not going to sell a book that teaches people how to be a pimp and how to manipulate prostitutes?
Great place to take a break right here. And I tell you what, this is when I hear things like that, I think back to, I wonder if any of our local bookstores have these kind of books that you can buy right here off the shelves. I mean, I'm just wondering about that, because these are owned by...
I don't think so. I think it's online.
But do these companies, now we're going into censorship. Is there censorship in these companies?
That's true.
Remember we were talking about when 50 Shades of Grey came out,
yeah.
And it was right next to like the Disney books?
Well,
and people came up, made us think about it.
They didn't. What they did was, of course you didn't want them to throw the books out or not sell the books. Of course not. But you wanted to get them away from the kids' books.
I know, but that's called censorship, and we're wondering.
No, that's not called censorship. That's not censorship.
Well, a responsible management.
Okay, responsible management.
I'm not telling you to. I'm not saying the guy can't print the book, and that's government censorship. Say you can't print it.
Right.
I'm just saying places like Amazon and Target shouldn't sell it. And when it's called pimpology. That's pretty pointed. It's not a romance novel.
Okay. I like that. Not pimpology, but the fact is that here we are facing this. You could actually have a vice unit and have four officers do nothing but vice. That's where we're at in this town?
Yes.
We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month, next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
A pretty girl can make young men look foolish. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We had just repaired Julia's car, and she said, "I don't know anything about cars. Could a friend inspect it for me?" About that time, three young men arrived. Of course, their individual goal was to impress her by finding something wrong with the repair. The first guy said, "There is a blemish in the fender. This is not acceptable." "Yes, I see," I said. The second said, "The quarter panel is wavy. This also is not acceptable." "Yes," I agreed. The third scolded me. "If you look closely, you will see this door is perfect. This door should be the standard for the entire vehicle." I agreed, and they were surprised. We walked back to the waiting room. Julia smiled at us. I said, "Well, we looked it all over, and we all agreed. The door we repaired is perfect. Right, guys?" Yes, someone replied. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
It's time for better banking. Redding Bank of Commerce believes in relationships. We seek out partnerships with local businesses based on trust and respect. We want you to have the peace of mind that comes with knowing you have the resources you need to take advantage of new opportunities. Let Redding Bank of Commerce be your business partner. And let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce. Bank of Choice. 224-3333. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For 45 years, the Reading Civic Auditorium has been an important resource in the North State for entertainment, fundraising events, trade shows, and conferences. In the past 3 years, over $1 million have been put back into this iconic structure. We invite you to be a part of the Civic's revitalization by becoming a member. We think you'll love the benefits, and your support will help to sustain its revitalization and strong community connection. Visit ReadingCivic.com or the box office to become a Reading Civic member.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bod. Good morning, my friends. It is the 25th of November, the day before Thanksgiving. It's 26 minutes until 9 o'clock, and it's 36 degrees out there, going up to 54 today, low of 33 tonight. So today is the largest travel day. The biggest travel day is getting bigger every year, but this is the biggest it's ever been. Is today, the day before Thanksgiving. They're saying be on the road, try to be finished by the time 4 o'clock hits. You know as well as I do that people are taking off early today, heading home, seeing their families, and all this. And you don't want to have sadness in your families. Unfortunately, people will not be careful, but you need to be careful out there.
Bob. We do have some traffic advisories, looks like, as we check the radar. Highway 36, start to see some snow over the top, and it looks like there's snow moving in along the Highway 97 I-5 corridor up north. So if you're getting ready to travel, you're going to want to be mindful. Of course, this time of year, take your blankets, take your
go bag with you.
That. Yeah. You can leave the whiffs at home and all that sort of thing.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing is that if
take
you're...
Your sweater.
Take your sweater.
Take your sweater.
Yeah. Take your sweaters with you. But here's the other thing is when you're going on that, if you're traveling where it's cold, make sure you bring things like this, some water. You bring you bring warm clothing with you. Food rationing. You know, like some of these Cliff Bars and all this. You could be stuck in the snow or something like this. You could be stuck for several hours and you can't run your engine all the time. So you got to bring that bag with you that can provide that extra warmth and perhaps a candle and all these kind of things like that in there. Okay, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. You know, you might want to get that haircut before you head home to see Mom and Dad and all of the others there. So they're located on the Cypress Square Shopping Center across from the subway. Discounts for seniors and veterans, man's last stronghold. Our buddies over there, DC Tim and Logan. Of course, it's a veteran-owned business there at Cypress Square Barbershop. Head on down to our friends Millie and Kathy at Classic Cafe, who was down there yesterday. It's going to be a fundraiser for them in January for this store that supported our veterans and our community for so many years down there at Classic Cafe. And I tell you, you can still get SOS there in the morning right there at Classic Cafe. Okay. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti. Let's go to the phones. Gary, good morning.
Happy Thanksgiving to you all. And what I'm thankful for is Linda and Carl and all the hard work you put in to make this a successful station and giving the people a voice, especially on Sunday. It's a very informative 6 hours that we are able to hear and find out what's happening.
I don't think you hear it anywhere else around.
Thankful for a great police force and a class act from the top to the bottom, because the class act comes from the top, and you put a great force together. And I'm just thankful that we all live here and we do the right thing and are so helpful toward one another when that help is needed. So, again, happy Thanksgiving to you all, and thank you.
And,
bye.
And you know what? We're blessed to have listeners like Gary and so many others that have made us a success here. You can measure success in a lot of ways. And, as far as friendships and support for people and people standing up for each other, this town is I think we're blessed in many ways to live in this town. Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti, of course, is with us. And one of the big things is the concerted effort to shut down these dens of iniquity and these places where drugs are at, and people are treated. I mean, they're paying money to stay in hovels that you wouldn't keep a dog in, but yet that's all that's available to them.
Yeah, and you know, it really is some of the poorest people in our communities that have to live in these hotels, and you know, the sanitary standards or lack thereof, and other things. It's not just about the calls for service and the crime. It's about getting these owners to clean these properties up, and when people come there to rent, especially a longer-term stay where that becomes their home, they deserve the sanitary conditions that we would expect from, you know, a business where you're paying money to live there, and we don't see that in these hotels.
Well, you know, this thing too about it's going back to the prostitution side here. That's a scary thing when you start talking about the fact that this could be a four person unit you've got there.
I think it would be a blend of vice and narcotics. But you know, if you look at the root causal issue of most of what's taking place in Reading right now, from the property crime to prostitution to the transient activity that we see, the root causal issue is the drug abuse, the addiction that comes with, you know, all of these activities. And so we really need, you know, I talked to a group the other day, and they asked me what we needed to fix some of the things that are going on. And I think it really is a combination of, you know, adequately staffing, you know, law enforcement in the community. It's a combination of that with bed space to hold the worst offenders. But I think that there's a big aspect in there that we have to address, and that's the lack of mental health and drug treatment counseling. And we talked about that in the Safe City Project. April LaFrance did a lot of research on a sobering center. I think it's a combination of a sobering center with mental health outpatient along with a mental health crisis unit.
Okay, well, let's talk about that because we've got an election coming up. So far, we've had in here Gary Catt, who's running for re-election. We've had Adam McElvain. We've had Leah Tate, who is, by the way, a mental health, I guess you could say, professional. Well, she is a professional. She's a psychologist that works over at the VA. Then there's the other lady that's running, whose name escapes me right now.
Winters?
Like, Winters, Julie Winters. And I would like to, we've had three of them on. I want to get Julie back on again now that she's announced. And also a lady named Angie who brought back who's doing this Take Back Reading, who's running for supervisor. She's going to be on here, I believe, next week. We've sent out an invitation to, of course, Leonard Modi to come on, because he heads up the Board of Supervisors, and then we want to get Francie Sullivan on here too, especially with with this new blueprint for safety. Now, I have not seen it, of course, because they've kept it secret unless the Record Searchlight has published part of it. But one of the things that's in it, Chief, was no new, unless it's changed, is no requirement to add officers. Has that changed?
Yeah, it hasn't really changed, and I don't know that was reported necessarily accurately to what was in the first draft. The blueprint, they actually, what they asked the consultant to do is look and say, okay, with no further funding, what are the efficiencies that need to be taken care of in the Reading Police Department? And then with incremental funding of $5 million, $10 million, $15 million, $20 million countywide, what are the recommended changes going forward that we could make with more funding? So I think that they got wrapped up in the here's what we have if, you know, without more funding, here's the inefficiencies. So, you know, realistically, if you look at the things that they reported on, inefficiencies in the Reading Police Department, well, my response to that is no kidding. You know, we've been working on a new computer system. We've had to wait to build up enough money that's come in from the state on AB 109 municipal funds to bankroll, you know, what's going to end up being probably a $2.2 to $2.5 million countywide computer system upgrade. But that is going to take care of a lot of the inefficiencies in the police department as far as utilization of crime analysis for patrol, utilization of crime analysis to do targeted investigations, use of crime analysis for a lot of resource management type stuff. All that stuff will be taken care of with the new computer system. So
I
acknowledge
that. Is the computer system going to do it through software?
Absolutely, because we have no real-time picture of crime. I mean, those crime statistics that I'm talking to you about right now, they're through September. because we have to manually compile them.
So what it's going to do is it's going to take all the crime statistics that's coming in daily, hourly, minutely, and it's going to push them into some kind of logarithm that's going to push out and say, okay, it looks like tonight you're going to have this type of crime.
That's called predictive policing, and that's a whole different module of stuff that you have to
go into.
Isn't
that a person?
And realistically, yeah, I think people can interpret a lot of that stuff better. But if you look at crime maps that we have on the Reading Police website now, they're months old by the time we get them put together because we're putting them together manually. I'll have real-time maps from what happened yesterday. The Kings County Sheriff has a system from one of the vendors that we're looking at. We're down to two vendors. We'll have vendor selection probably by middle of January, and then we'll start contract negotiations. But he's briefing the Board of Supervisors, the sheriff is, and all he's got open to brief the Board of Supervisors is what's called an executive desktop, where I can show and I can come in the morning, log on, and I can see how many calls for service did we handle the night before? What are those types of calls for service? What's our current Bureau of Crime Statistics, rating? Is crime up? Is crime down? You have real-time data on all that. And while he's presenting to the Board of Supervisors, the numbers are changing. And one of the Board of Supervisors said, the numbers just changed. He said, that's because somebody just took a report. That's how real-time the data is, not 30 to 60 days old. So okay. We'll be able to watch for emerging crime trends as they're coming up. Like this guy we just arrested, that's a prolific burglar that was burglarizing houses with people home while he's carrying
the guy
a hatchet.
Walking with a hatchet, yeah.
So,
People were in the house. He would break in, steal things while he was armed.
Correct.
Now, that guy needs
to stay in jail.
Why'd you get him? What'd you get him for?
We got him for burglary. So
could you prove it was over $1,000?
Doesn't matter. Residential burglary is still a felony.
Okay, got it.
Commercial burglary has the dollar values involved.
Oh, wait a minute. So if somebody breaks in your car and takes a gun, that's a felony?
It can be if the doors are locked. I don't know why, but state law says that in order for it to be a burglary, the doors of your car have to be locked, and your value has to be over $1,000 or $950,
whatever that is.
Same with a commercial burglary. But a residential burglary is always a felony.
Okay.
So that guy's good. That guy's facing five felonies that we have him on now. He's a convicted felon already, so he'll be hopefully heading off to prison here.
Okay. I want to take a break here because we have to. But one of the things I want to talk about when we get back then is it's great to have computers. It's great to have all the statistics up to date. But nothing takes the place of boots on the ground.
I agree.
And so that's what I want to talk about, this blueprint for safety. And then when we start talking about, it's mental health, it's this. Okay, I agree mental health is in there. But then we have to start looking at priorities. And if our priority is to keep people safe and to make them at least feel safe or to have police there so it's not 16 minutes for an emergency, which, by the way, I've used that statistic because you had it, because that's how long it takes to get to an emergency.
It's factual.
It's factual when you start talking to other facts about an active shooter, 5 to 12 minutes. So all of this stuff we want to talk about as soon as we get back. This is Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. It is exactly 13 minutes until 9 o'clock here on the day before Thanksgiving.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, Turkey Day is just around the corner, and winter's here. We are busy filling kerosene tanks, so give us a call and we'll get you taken care of. Kathy says there's a lot of folks who are using the Pay Forward account. If you aren't sure what that is, give us a call and we'll explain it. For all the woodcutters, we are now the Opti two-cycle oil dealer, so come on by and check it out. Johnny and Gary are installing new heaters and helping customers get ready for winter. Sherry and Candace tell me we have 2 or 3 used reconditioned heaters, so give them a call. Northern Lights Energy, keeping families warm and tanks full. In Corning, give Robin a call. In Weaverville, talk to Joe. And in Redding, the rest of us. 241-2196. Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Are you an artist, artisan, craftsman, or purveyor of fine goods?
Come be a part of Red Town Market,
Redding's new holiday tradition.
You'll have the opportunity to showcase your work and goods to thousands in our community.
There'll be live music, wine tasting, local coffee roasters, and vendors just like you.
creating an amazing retail experience to kick off the holiday season. That's November 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Apply online at readingcivic.com
or call 229-0036.
Red Town Market is a juried event. Vendors are considered independent contractors and are solely responsible for federal, state, and local laws regarding permits, sales tax withholding, reporting, and all other legal requirements.
Red Town Market, your new holiday tradition.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds December 3rd at Elements Lounge inside Wind River Resort and Casino. Join us as we celebrate the holidays with our favorite jazz standards and Christmas songs. Starring Pat Karch on keyboards, Bobby Viramontes on drums, Bruce Kalin on bass, and my very special guest, Lou White on sax and flute. That's Romance on the River from 7 to 9 p.m. Dine, dance, enjoy friends, music, and more. December 3rd. Call 243-3377 for reservations. See you there.
Season's greetings. This is Mac McCraw, the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer. As an Air Force retiree who previously deployed to Iraq, I know how important it is to graciously say thank you to all the currently deployed soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines for putting your life on the line every day to defend freedom so that all of us back home can keep safe. Merry Christmas to all of you, and we will see you soon when you come home. And thank you, Shasta County family members, for your support during the holidays.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on her way out getting into doing ever since this. The, you know what? We'll talk about that in a second.
Yeah. I was just thinking with the two top cops here, I have to give plenty of warning before I open the mic.
There you go. Yeah, it's 10 minutes till 9. This portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms.
I swear I'm going to go shopping this weekend and get Linda a sweater for Christmas.
Get Linda a sweater for Christmas. Yeah, you can do that. Hey, 2539 Larkspur, Bastiani Arms. This Friday, Black Friday, head to Bastiani Arms because he has been acquiring 22 rimfire ammunition. He's got 12 different kinds of it. He's got cases of it. You can start buying bricks again from Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. Plus the fact, of course, he's just loaded with everything else that your Christmas needs. You know, if you're going to be buying a gun for somebody or buying a gun for yourself, you got to do it soon because you got that 10-day waiting list that that is pushed on us by California. You get all that kind of stuff done, so you've got to be looking at it right around the 12th of December to be buying a gun, just to make sure you got it right with all the days off and Christmas coming. But he has got a huge, huge, huge amount of 22 ammunition right there at 2539 Larkspur. Give him a call at 222-8222 or stop by 2539 Larkspur right here in Reading. Bastiani Arms. Have him show you a picture of that little seven-month-old baby girl he's got, too. She's adorable.
But he doesn't have any sweaters down there.
But he has no sweaters down there.
Turned
yeah, Bob turned himself on, but not the sheriff. But that's okay. Sheriff Thomas Engel came running in here. He said, I want to see that sweater.
I just came by to say happy Thanksgiving to Rob and all of the men and women at RPD and to Carl and all of your staff here. You do a great job for the community with your community radio.
Well, thanks a lot, Tom. You know, we're talking about the this last 8 minutes here. You know, there's you guys and your people are out there all the time. I mean, you face things that we don't ever see. That you see the worst parts of our society, and you see it on a daily basis. It's hard. I know it's hard. That you know, then for your officers to be seeing this time after time. And then come up to somebody that's just a civilian like Linda or Bob or me, and then they come up to interact with us, but it's not easy. But your guys are really your men and women are really good here. We are nobody's perfect, but we are blessed here with the fact we've got some law enforcement people that care about our community.
Well, you're absolutely right, and thank you very much for those kind compliments. Our men and women for all the public safety agencies will be working tomorrow on Thanksgiving away from their families. They will get a dinner break, maybe get, depending on where they live, might be able to have dinner with their family, but they'll be out here 24/7. And we're very thankful that we have a community that is very supportive of law enforcement as a whole. And I always make it a point to thank veterans. But if they see an officer, you can really help the officer's day and just say, hey, thank you for doing your job. And that can go a long way to make an officer's day.
Yeah, it really means more to them than I think people realize. That's one of the things we saw when we put the officers out on bikes again. They were so motivated every day to come to work because the business owners were walking out and giving them a water and thanking them for what they were doing.
Well, yeah.
And, you know, that goes a lot farther than other things sometimes. And it really does mean a lot to them.
This new blueprint for safety, I mean, it affects the county and the city here. You know, the fact is that the idea of not when we go back, and I talked to Tom too about his response time to the places. An emergency response time in the city of 16 minutes, and in the county could be 16 hours.
It may not be that long. It could be a waste, especially like Burney. We got the weather up there now, and if you have to go from Burney to Fall River MacArthur in the weather, that could be 30 to 45 minute response.
And it's not because your guy – and 60-minute average does not mean that you couldn't get to a school if there was an active shooter there quicker. But it could be – it could take a long time. And I can't help but think if we had more officers that could be a lot better. Now, of course, you can't do anything about weather, but you can do something about the number of officers.
Well, and we're really going to – you know, let's remember that the Blueprint for Public Safety is a recommendation from a consultant. It really is the community that has to have the discussion and decide what we agree with and what we don't. And that's kind of, you know, we're waiting for the final draft now. And you know, when we get it and it's presented to council, I'll be very forthright and say, here's the parts that I agree with. Like, there's, you know, all that inefficiency stuff that they talk about is just bolstering our computer system upgrade that Tom and I and Mike Johnson from Anderson are all partnering on. You know, when you talk about needing to improve our aging vehicle fleet, I concur with that. When you talk about the staffing levels, some of the stuff I agree with, some of the stuff I don't. And I'm going to be very honest with the community about where I think he's got it right and where I think he missed the mark on our community specifically. And we'll have that community discussion.
And same for the sheriff's office. It had some good recommendations there, like we need more staff in the jail, especially dealing with the type of inmate that we have now. He noticed that the salaries for them that are low, and agree with that for the
of course your guys are lower paid than anybody.
Yeah, and but he had some other stuff on the same thing for the efficiencies that the new computer system will help out both in the jail and for our crime stats as well, and giving real-time crime stats for those trends that we're seeing developing, so we can respond to them accordingly with the limited amount of personnel. And you talked about those active shooters. We're very fortunate that here in Shasta County that we have a great working relationship with the police departments. And don't forget the California Highway Patrol. Cal Fire.
Right.
And all of those can
Department
respond.
Department of Forestry.
To, yeah. They can all respond to an emergency.
Like that.
And when there's an emergency, they're rolling.
Okay. The Obama administration is pulling back military-type vehicles. It looks like the tracked vehicles. I don't think we've got any tracked vehicles.
We don't have tracked vehicles.
And, I hope they're not looking at helmets and all that. They're also pulling back bayonets. So I thought that was kind of funny. When's the last time your guys charged with a bayonet charge?
Well, there was a lot of controversy on – you're right. They don't charge with bayonets. But what's a bayonet? It's a knife.
It's a knife.
And the modern-day bayonet is also – can be a set of wire cutters.
Right.
It can be a digging tool instrument.
So it's also non-metallic for explosives.
Yeah. So it has other uses than a bayonet.
I know.
But it gives a more nefarious use for a bayonet.
Right. Okay. Well, you know what, gentlemen, we got a few minutes left. Bob, quick, give us the weather thing here because there's weather starting to move in.
Right. You're watching – if you're setting out – since today's a big travel day, if you're setting out towards the east on 299 or Highway 44 – be aware right now we are seeing snow showers in the vicinity of Shingletown. Also, as we head out on 299 up there in the Fall River Valley, looks like snow moving across that area. And to the north, when you get on the backside of Mount Shasta, their Edgewood Weed area, we're looking at snow showers in that area at all. So please be careful if you head out. Allow yourself some extra time because the roads can be ugly.
Drive careful. Carry chains. Let people know where you're going. Also, the day after Thanksgiving is a big Christmas tree hunting day. Let people know where you're going to go in the approximate vicinity of where you're going Christmas tree hunting in case you get stuck or lost. And last year we had a young man that got lost. Very fortunately, he was able to use the cell phone to get in touch with 911. we were able to GPS it and find him.
Take a bag with you that has all that extra clothing and food.
Some
and everything.
Candy, yeah, and some food and
Chief,
some water.
We're going to give you last thoughts here.
Well, I just want to take a second to, you know, obviously thank everyone for the support of the Reading Police Department, but also I want to brag for a little bit because about a year and a half ago, Sergeant Casey Bokovich came up with a program to educate the community on police use of force and give them, we've had, give them some experience in front of the shoot, don't shoot trainers and give them the aspects from the other side of the badge. That program has been recognized by SCAR. It's been published in national trade publications. We've been getting, you know, inquiries from as far east as Washington, D.C. about what we're doing with this program so they can emulate it. And his program is going to be featured on the cover of Police Chief Magazine this month so others can follow. And
that's
Casey's
great.
Done a great job of putting that program together and educating the public.
Maybe you can have him come on our show so we can talk about that.
Absolutely.
I would love to have him come
Absolutely.
On and talk about this program. Well, Sheriff and Chief, thank you so much for you. And please pass on to all of your people how much they're appreciated in this town.
Well,
and give them our thanks because we couldn't do it without you guys.
Thank you. Have a good holiday.
Everybody have a
Happy
great
Thanksgiving.
Great Thanksgiving out there. Be careful out there. Remember, take care of each other out there. It's Thanksgiving.
Back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. With Thanksgiving upon us and a lot of Americans traveling for the holiday, President Obama is talking about the security situation here at home. Mr. Obama met this morning with members of his national security team at the White House, and he is about to brief reporters on what he has learned. The results are in from an investigation of last month's deadly U.S. airstrikes on a hospital in Afghanistan.
This was a tragic but avoidable accident caused primarily by human error.
General John Campbell is a top American commander in Afghanistan. At least 31 civilians were killed. The investigation concludes the crew of the U.S. warplane mistook the target for a Taliban facility. British Prime Minister David Cameron wants his country to take a more aggressive stance in the war on ISIS in Iraq and Syria.
We should be acting now with allies because it's about keeping our own people and our own country safe.